This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive.
Smart, fun radio.
The Melbourne Fringe Festival launches next week on October 4. And this year, the Yummy Company are bringing their brand new show to the festival. And it's called Yummy Joy Machine. To find out more, we're joined by James Welsby, the director at Yummy. James, welcome to Drive.
Hey, hello. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. I love the name of your company, Yummy. How did that come about?
Well, Yummy is actually a reference to the Tasty Raid, which we know happened in the 90s. And it's an example of like police brutality on the queer community and the queer community fighting back and asserting our independence and saying we will never accept this again. So, you know, some people sort of liken that to the Stonewall riot in a way. And I always wanted to create like a really exciting queer space that was like the future that those people fighting, you know, in the Tasty Raid were fighting for and envisaging, where queerness was central, queerness was celebrated, and queerness is really what it's all about. So that's kind of where the name Yummy comes from. It's a riff on that historical event, but it's a queer cabaret, and we've been touring for 8 years now.
Wow. I like the link to the past. You're right, that activism and the Tasty Raids, and to the future as well, because we don't want to forget about the past, do we?
Well, no. And, you know, queer activists, and particularly Australian and Melbourne-based queer activists, like, truly are my heroes. And I owe my capacity, you know, to be free and who I am in this day and age to those people who blaze the trail. And so, you know, there is just endless gratitude there. Regarding the future, you know, I do see like a younger generation having a very different attitude toward gender than like I grew up with, which is really exciting to see. And that's kind of, you know, Yummy has always had, it's a drag show, but it has always had a mixed gender cast. We've always had men, women, non-binary and trans artists since the beginning. And I think that, I don't know, it never felt like it was a strategic choice. It was just who we are. And it was, you know, it was the only choice. But yeah, Yummy is all, it's entertainment as well as in innate politics. But we don't, I don't know, the politics is just part of the glamour of it all.
Let's talk about the new show, Yummy Joy Machine. It's a brand new show. What's that about?
Well, the first review we ever got, which was in like 2015 or 16, it had this line at the end of the review that said, Yummy is a joy machine. And that line always stuck with me as being particularly pertinent and profound. And I realized that that was our mission. Our mission is to spread joy. Our mission is to make people happy. Our mission is to entertain. And to push the quality and the research of drag cabaret. And I think that's what we've done. So Joy Machine is our new show. It's unique in that it runs for 3 weeks, but each week the cast changes quite dramatically, which is, it means that it's different each week, but it's a way of including all of the ensemble members in Yummy that we've had over the years. So that's kind of a way for us to connect everybody and to not exclude anyone, and it keeps the show fresh and it keeps it changing. So you could see it in week one, week two, and week three, and you'd see a totally different show. So we're excited to share that with our audiences because we've got a lot up our sleeve.
We're chatting with James Welsby, director at Yummy, about their brand new show called Yummy Joy Machine, which is on as part of the Melbourne Fringe Festival. James, you know, you're talking about Yummy being a community rather than just a company. How important is that connection with when working with performers and artists?
Well, you know, Yummy is our connections are quite genuine. So, you know, some of the performers, like I trained in Melbourne at the VCA School of Dance, and some of the performers like Jandrews and Bendy Ben, I literally went to school with them here in Melbourne. And so I've known them for like, coming up to 20 years now, showing my age. You know, Velma Voulois and Carly Missy, who are currently, the current reigning Miss Bel-Air Victoria and Miss Bel-Air New South Wales, they're people I've been friends with for years and really close with and worked, you know, in dance contexts and burlesque contexts. And so Yummy is, we're really like a family. We really genuinely like each other. We hang out all the time, even when we're not working. So I think that shows, you can tell that there's a lot of warmth and a deep, deep connection there. It's not a show that's been stuck together by a producer to make money. Like, it's more like a band. Like, there's so much love.
And isn't it great to be in a work environment where you love the people that you work with?
It's the best. It's the dream. I mean, what more could you want?
Now, we go along and see a show. You know, we enjoy it, and then we leave the venue. We might talk about it, etc. You're talking about you're changing the cast every week for 3 weeks, and I've often wondered how much work goes into producing a new show, and you must have had three times that work.
Yeah. Look, sometimes I think I need to be stopped. I have a lot of big ideas, and Joy Machine is actually the 9th like full-length production that Yummy Productions has ever made. But in a way, it's actually like the 9th, the 10th, and the 11th full-length production. But I guess what I would say is there's a bit of like, you know, a script that we follow in terms of there's the same number of drag artists, the same number of burlesque artists, the same number of circus artists each week. So even if you see a different artist, you'll still have a similar audience experience in terms of the flow of the show and the spectacle and the structure and the pacing. So, yeah, it is a lot of work, but, you know, people love performing in Yummy. Like, they love it, and I don't want to say, no, you can't do it. I want to say, yes, we can do it, and this is how we're going to do it. We've just been on tour. We performed at Broken Heel Festival, which was a hoot. We were at Sydney Fringe Festival for a week at this great new venue in Redfern. And I literally just got back this morning from Junction Arts Festival in Launceston, where we did our kids show as well as main spots in the cabaret and club stuff there. So we do a lot of stuff. There's a lot going on. You don't always know exactly what you're going to see at a Yummy show, but you know that you're going to love it.
James, it sounds really exciting and lots of fun. I'm really looking forward to see it. So thank you so much for sharing it with us on Drive today.
Thank you so much for having me. And to all you beautiful listeners out there, get out there and support Melbourne Fringe. It's incredible.
Thank you so much, James. That's James Welsby, the director at Yummy. And Yummy Joy Machine is at the Melbourne Fringe Festival. It launches next week, October 4th. For more information and for tickets, check out melbournefringe.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.